Yeah, you are, man. And today's man law is pretty critical here, Jop. No man shall ever keep track of or count the amount of beers he has had in a night, unless you're DD.
Yeah, exactly. Counting does nothing but either make you inferior or stupid, because you're going to feel one way or the other. I drank not enough or too many, and it's not about the number. No, it's about going out and having a safe and happy time.
You're supposed to slow down and take it easy and have fun.
Right.
So I ran across this. It kind of hit with man law with me, but things every man should have in his car. And I just thought, this is man law. This is like stuff that I might not have in my Jeep. So one thing is that I totally agree with, paper maps. How many times have you been somewhere and you go, oh, I don't have any cell coverage here, and you want to know where the heck you're at, and guess what? Your phone's not working. Snacks. I always have snacks. I'm like, cell phone charger and extra battery. That's a really good idea. If you get in an accident or something, to have something that's a seatbelt cutter. You know, I carry a big knife all the time, so that's a seatbelt cutter.
You started carrying a gun, too, didn't you?
Shush.
So you could shoot your way out of your
shush. Shoot your window. Belt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot your passenger. A flashlight. I keep a couple of those great little, I mean, they've got
LED
awesome
ones,
LED lights now. I also have a portable air compressor. Runs off my battery charger. Got a flat the other day going to Chicago when I went down to see Vinny. South Haven. Thank you very much. That was fun. Windshield wiper fluid. I just keep that full. I don't carry a jug with me. Roadside flares.
I don't have those.
Got them.
Who has those?
I do.
Do you really?
Jumper cables. Got them. Tow strap. Got them. Shovel. Thanks to the United States Air Force, I have a nice shovel. Kitty litter. I do not have. My cats poop and pee in my volleyball court. So, but I do have an ice scraper.
But just in case your cat's traveling with you, you want it to be comfortable.
I don't have tire chains either. But water, first aid kit, warm blankets. I always carry a couple blankets and a pillow. Small fire extinguisher, I do not have that. But those are great things for a guy, kind of man law. You know, if you're going to go out in the world and have everything you need with you, you should have that stuff.
Well, in this time of year, the weather's broke and it's nicer, and guys are venturing into the woods. And you run across things, you know, things happen. You may be going a little deeper than you should as far as driving in, and you get stuck or whatever, and you might get stranded.
Yeah.
And, you know, I relate to that because right now, today is the Michigan trout opener, right? And I'm a trout fisherman, and I held back to do the show, and then I'm going to head up. I mean, it's just because today's
mighty
the opener
big,
doesn't
yeah.
mean the fishing is only good this morning, right? But it just happened to be the small trout, the rainbow trout, the brown trouts in the smaller streams are now open. And, you know, one of the other things, which is a rite of spring with Michigan, is the morel mushroom season. And the guys that went up ahead of me that I'm going to be joining later today have already been sending me back emails about the mushrooms that they're finding up there. And that's a whole nother show and a whole nother segment when we talk about what you can do with those wild mushrooms. But my only comment there is know what you're picking, guys, because there's a variety of mushrooms out in the woods when they're all out at the same time. And it's this springtime once the ground warms up. Some of them are dangerous. Some of them are delicacies. And there's a very, very clear line between.
Some will make you trip.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so I just want to say...
Those are the ones we were in the pasture, Bob, when you were in college.
Thank
so.
You. Thank you to El Jefe de Taco. That salsa and those chips, that's all homemade.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
Right.
Phenomenal. Also, a little tip. Poison ivy's out, boys. I just got a bad batch of it. I'm spraying down and showering and scrubbing like three times a day.
Right.
And if you're out in the woods and you're hauling wood like me, wash your hands before you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, or rub
There's
your nose.
There's your takeaway.
Right, yeah. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We'll talk with you next weekend.